Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Waiting on the Facts. Premature judgments occur whenever someone makes decisions concerning other people without knowing all the facts. There were those in Corinth who were making judgments concerning Paul, Apollos, Peter, and others concerning their ministries. These judgments were causing divisions among them and causing them to form groups and parties based on the ministry they ascribed to. Paul wanted them to know that these ministers were all servants and stewards of Christ and all on the same team. Furthermore, their opinion or judgment of him and his ministry mattered very little to him. The same was true of his opinion or judgment of himself. As the steward and servant of God, only God was qualified to judge him because of two important reasons. First, he was the Lord's servant and steward. It is to and for the Lord he worked and served, and to him and only him did he have to answer. Second, neither he or anyone else knew how much or if the Lord was satisfied with his work, because only the Lord knew everything about him, including his motives and intent of his heart. In light of these things, we must refrain from passing judgment on people, including those we love, revere, admire, and respect. For while they may appear to us one way, the truth of the reason something appears a certain way, and the motive or intent behind why it appears so, may be something unknown to us. Therefore, our judgment is incorrect because it is made without knowing all the facts. We must wait to own the facts, as Paul told the Corinthians, and then and only then will we know the whole truth. God is the only one with these facts, and we must wait on him before judgment is pronounced. This is why, as much as I would love to say and make good conclusions about those I love and admire and have worked with and have seen the good they have done, I am not qualified to make such pronouncements. Not for those closest to me, nor for myself. We cannot be sure of our own standing with God, much less that of someone else. What we can and should do is to do all we can and know to do so that we can at least say, as Paul said, I am not aware of anything against myself, and my conscience is clear as to my relationship and standing with God. But as Paul said, even that does not make it so. This is why we must wait on the facts and the pronouncement of the Lord himself to say, well done. Not just for me or you, but for every person who must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday School preview that will come out on Thursday. And get a jump on Sunday School by reading the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.